From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The unemployment rate drops to 9.5% as more unemployed Americans are left out of the count because they've stopped looking for jobs. As a jittery public digests the government's jobs report for June, President Obama warns of more tough times ahead.
We continue to fight headwinds from volatile global markets. So we still have a great deal of work to do to repair the economy and get the American people back to work. That's why we're continuing a relentless effort across multiple fronts to keep this recovery moving.
Last month, payroll shrunk by 125,000 jobs after temporary census work went away. But John Sylvia, chief economist at Wells Fargo Securities, says the jobs picture is better than some might think.
Once you take out the census numbers, you have job gains in the private sector. The nice thing to see is that the private sector job gains were pretty broad-based, especially you saw manufacturing jobs up.
Well, we're seeing an effect on U.S. stocks from this broad jobs report. Last check on Wall Street, Dow was down nearly 50 points at 9,684. This holiday weekend's peak season on the Gulf Coast, when tourists typically flock to the beach, but as NPR's Debbie Elliott tells us, the oil spill has all but destroyed that picture along the Gulf Coast.
Hotels and condos lining the northern Gulf Coast would normally be packed to near capacity this weekend, but property managers are reporting they're more than half empty now. Gulf Shores, Alabama Mayor Robert Kraft says it's a stark contrast to the typical summer bustle.
Usually by now the city is full and every business is full and excited because the cash register was ringing. And you are now receiving that promise that you've spent all winter spending money to get ready for.
Most businesses depend on what they make from Memorial Day to Labor Day to carry them through the year. Now Kraft says they're dependent on BP to cover their losses. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Take Me Home, Country Roads, a tune suited for a somber farewell to political giant Robert Byrd. A memorial service was held in Charleston today for the senator from West Virginia who passed away early Monday at the age of 92. President Obama delivered the eulogy as other White House and congressional leaders paid final respects today to the longest-serving member of Congress. Republican Senators Orrin Hatch of Utah and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska say they will not vote to confirm Elena Kagan to the U.S. Supreme Court, citing concerns about her judicial philosophy and experience. Last year, Hatch supported Kagan's confirmation to her current post as Solicitor General. But despite GOP opposition, Kagan is widely expected to be confirmed to the nation's high court. You're listening to NPR News. An unmanned Russian cargo ship unexpectedly failed to dock with the International Space Station today. Details from NPR's Joe Palca.
The Progress 38 cargo carrier lifted off from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan this past Wednesday. It's carrying propellant, oxygen, and water for the station, as well as spare parts and experiment hardware. It was supposed to dock with the station at shortly before 1 p.m. Eastern time today. But about 28 minutes before the scheduled docking, the space station lost its data link to the cargo ship. Instead of docking, the Progress sailed past the station at a distance of approximately 2 miles. Why the data link was lost is not clear at this point. It's also not clear when a second docking procedure can be attempted. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
Greece is expected to be in the throes of another general strike next week, raising fears of fresh violence. Today, a union representing public servants announced it would join other unions on July 8th to protest Greece's austerity measures affecting broad labor rules. The union accuses the government of using Greece's debt crisis as an excuse to do away with public welfare programs. The Obama administration is trying to persuade Ukraine to keep NATO membership an option, but Secretary of State Hillary Clinton tried to reassure her Ukrainian hosts that the U.S. would not pressure the former Soviet republic.
A dream is a wish.
Generations know this voice as Cinderella behind a Disney legend, Eileen Woods. She died yesterday at the age of 81. She later married Ed Shaughnessy, a jazz drummer who performed for many years with Doc Severinsen's band on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. This is NPR News.